It's the motivating, informative talk show your listeners will love. It's Harmony with Food with Meg Marie O'Rourke. Here's Bill George, Program Director of iHeart's WHJJ Providence.
Nutrition from an expert. She definitely knows her subject matter.
Each week, registered dietitian and health coach Meg Marie O'Rourke brings your listeners expert advice and the latest scientific research and clinical findings about health and nutrition.
She is very knowledgeable. She is very honest with folks when they say, hey, this is what I think I need to do, and she'll let them know when they are off track.
It's cutting-edge information that your listeners can really use.
It's very relatable. It's not necessarily stuff that somebody's going to hear from their doctor, but it's from somebody who is a licensed nutritionist with a lot of experience, and she brings a lot of knowledge to a pretty broad audience.
And your sales department will love Harmony with Food.
Absolutely.
Perfect for fitness clubs, gourmet grocery stores, fitness centers, weight loss centers, and much more.
Working with her has definitely been a very positive experience for us.
Harmony with Food. It's appointment listening every weekend exclusively from Syndication Networks.
It's a compelling show that connects with people, and it's definitely content that is important today that people are looking for. And Meg is definitely a fireball. She's definitely somebody who I think listeners grab onto.
Now, check out Harmony with Food for yourself. Then send back the agreement to lock in your market. Now, Harmony with Food, the show that's changing how America thinks about food. Here's your host, registered dietitian, nutrition therapist, and health coach, Meg Marie O'Rourke.
Today we're going to talk about why you need to dig a little bit deeper and really hit it home and really get your health into check. We're going to talk about all the different vitamins and minerals. I always say, why is vitamin D the Kim Kardashian of vitamins when we have a whole other list of vitamins and metabolites that we should be looking at? So here's the thing. If you are feeling like your weight loss resistance, maybe you're feeling some bloating, you're having gas and other issues with your GI tract, I get it. I have people all the time that come to me for those reasons. I also have a lot of women coming to me who are in their 40s and 50s or older, and they are suffering from menopause or perimenopause or postmenopause, and they are not happy, to put it lightly. They're miserable because they're feeling overweight, tired. They're not getting the sleep that they should get because they're having hot flashes, and they're walking around wired and tired. And that's not what I want for any of the Harmony with Food listeners. So today we're going to talk a little bit about dysbiosis, which is actually when your gut is messed up, to put it into normal words. And we're going to talk about different vitamins and minerals and the roles they play in our health. And, you know, here's the thing. One of my clients, she went to her doctor. Her daughter is adopted. I don't know if you guys know this, but a lot of adopted children have more health problems. And so a lot of times it's because from the womb on, they didn't get the right nutrition. So that could be part of it. It could be other things too. But just for now, we're going to say that for that sake of her daughter's health, she went into her doctor's office, and she's older than her doctor. And she just said, hey, listen, I'm not the doctor, but here's what I want you to check on my daughter. I want you to check vitamin A, B, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B9, B12. You know, and I gave her a list of some other metabolites that maybe she should check. Choline, vitamin C, bioflavonoids, chromium, inositol, MMM, iron, magnesium, manganese, okay? So her doctor did that. And guess what? Her insurance didn't cover any of it. Zero, zilch, none. And she ended up with a bill for about $3,500, okay? I told her I could have done all of that for her at a much reduced price. See, here's the thing. We're getting into this rhythm, okay? We are getting trained by Big Pharma, by our doctors, by the medical association, that all we need to do is see our doctors once a year. And maybe we're going to, according to the American Medical Association, they just lowered the age that you should have a colonoscopy at. And here's the logic they use, okay? Now, this would be a very expensive test for them to do, or for the hospitals and stuff to do, for the big healthcare companies to do for everyone that was 30 and older, right? So there has been a huge increase in people in their 30s in colon cancer. So now what the American Medical Association does is it lowers the age to 45. So from 50 to 45, even though it's a bunch of people in their 30s getting colon cancer, there's a significant rise. I'll actually get a study. I have a study on that, and maybe I'll pull it up during the break. But here's the thing. Nobody is doing what's right for you. So you have to be the CEO of your own body. So how many of you out there at some time in your life have been put on an antibiotic? If you have, I have news for you, and you're going to want to stay tuned. You're going to keep listening to the show, because if you've been on an antibiotic even once in your life, you probably have leaky gut. So what is leaky gut? Think of a cheesecloth and think of your colon. And certain things are supposed to get through and certain things aren't, okay? And when you have a leaky gut, that's from eating crappy food, from being on antibiotics, from being on other medications, you know, from maybe drinking too much or who knows what else you might have done in your life. Now your GI tract is not, it's not where it should be. It is subpar. And that's going to cause all kinds of problems, from weight loss resistance to GI issues to feeling like, oh my God, I just don't feel 100% fatigue. We could call it wired and tired, whatever you want to label it. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to feel that way. There is more you can do. If you feel like your doctor is just skimming the surface, if this is resonating with you, we're going to start off by talking about dysbiosis for a moment. And then later in the show, we're going to go over to some micronutrient testing.
You're listening to Harmony with Food with your host, Meg Marie O'Rourke.
Welcome back to the Harmony with Food show. We're talking about gut dysbiosis. We're talking about you being your own healthcare advocate and you being the CEO of your own body. So one of the tests that I do at my office is a stool test, and it actually looks at your gut and it helps determine the diversity and evenness of your microbiome. So one of the most common features of the gut microbial dysbiosis is low diversity. So there are two main factors, richness and evenness. And the species richness refers to the number of different species present in the certain niche. And the evenness compares the uniformity of the population size of each of the species present. So we look at two different indexes, one's called the Shannon's Index and one's called the Simpson's Index. And the first looks at richness, and we want to have a high number of diversity. The second, the Simpson's Index, looks at evenness, and that's less diversity. So we want the number for the lower number to have less diversity, and we want to have a higher number for more richness, right? So basically, our gut health, there's many factors that can impact the outward symptoms a patient may be having regarding their gut. And so patients need to keep in mind that it's good practice to get this information from us so that you can know exactly what pre and probiotics that you could or should be consuming. And a lot of people don't know that, you know, there are tons of studies out there now showing that if you improve your gut health, you will improve your health in general. There's so many different things that somebody could be experiencing. It could be, you know, maybe your doctor put you on a proton pump inhibitor, and then you see all these commercials on TV by the attorney saying, come call us if you've been on a PPI for over 6 months, because we just have this research saying that it can cause cancer. And you're like, wow, I need to talk to my doctor about that. So you go to your doctor and you say, you know, I saw the commercials on TV, and they'll say, oh, there's a very low percentage, don't worry about it, or something along that line. And, you know, but it still resonates with you that it doesn't feel right. And you don't want to be on this prescription medication for the rest of your life. You'd be a perfect candidate for this test. We can figure out what is actually going wrong. We can get to the root cause of the problem instead of just taking a pill every single day to resolve your heartburn, your nausea, your abdominal pain, bloating, constipation, etc. There's so many different things that we do. Once the test is done, we're going to be looking at lifestyle factors, of course, and general anti-inflammatory practices. But we're not just walking into GNC and picking up some bottle off the counter that some 20-year-old tells us to take because they're a health coach or they've been trained to work at GNC. That is not what I want for you guys. And that's just, you're just fooling yourself when you're doing that. We're going to also talk today about all the different micronutrients that we should be checking too. I like to do the two tests together, but even if you just do one to start, that's perfect. And that's when we can actually start figuring out, oh, how can we get the right pre and probiotics in our systems? And then Meg also is going to tell us about the different polyphenols and probiotics that you can get just from food, right? And then it doesn't stop there. It's actually a process. I always say it's a marathon, not a race. And so I want you guys to be aware, you can actually do more than just skimming the surface with your health. You can actually dig deeper. So I'm not working with people that, you know, just go to the doctor once a year and they don't really care about their, you know, their weight, and they don't care that they're on prescription medications. I'm actually working with people that do care. And they're like, you know, I think of you. People actually say this to me. They go, Meg, I think of you every day. I take this blood pressure medication and I don't want to take it anymore. And I'm like, yeah, I hear you. And there's so many foods, right? We can talk about that too. We can talk about the foods that are high in potassium. Everyone thinks of bananas because Chiquita Banana did a marvelous job teaching us that bananas have potassium in them. But did you know that a potato has twice as much potassium as a banana? Yeah, it's true. And there's a lot of other foods in between the potato and the banana that are very high in potassium and can actually help lower your blood pressure because we have a sodium-potassium pump in our bodies. And so for some people, there's a 33% of people are not salt sensitive, but 66 or two-thirds of the population are, which means the more sodium you take in, the higher your blood pressure is going to get. So some people can eat salt and nothing happens to their blood pressure at all. And then some people have low blood pressure and they actually are told to salt their food a little bit, believe it or not, in this crazy world we live in, that you would think there was enough salt in this processed food. But, you know, it could be someone that's not really eating a lot of processed foods. They're eating natural foods. They're not on any medication, prescription medications, and maybe they're at a good weight. Their blood pressure is actually lower than normal, and they actually are told to salt their food a little bit. You know, that's why it's not a one-size-fits-all, and that's why we need to be careful because we are getting bombarded with television commercials, blogs from way too many people that have no business talking about nutrition doing so, and it's causing nothing but confusion. And I see it in my office every single day. And so that is part of the reason I started the show, because I had too many women coming into my office and then all of a sudden they burst out crying because they're like, oh my God, I've gained so much weight. I don't feel good. I'm not sleeping well. My husband thinks I'm cranky, and I am cranky, and I just need to get my act together. And I'm here for you guys. That's what I do. So if you're low in, say, inositol, we can talk about that after the break. We're going to kind of switch over. We're going to glide over from talking about gut health to talk about the importance of micronutrients and why your doctor may not be telling you why you are missing certain metabolites that are actually slowing your metabolism down. So yes, I said that. Certain metabolites can actually slow your metabolism down. Now, why do you think Tom Brady goes above and beyond with testing? He tests. I know he does because I can tell from the diets that he talks about. He does not guess. He is a very intentional, high functioning, cognitively alert guy. I mean, the guy is intense, right? I don't know a lot about football. I watch football. I like the Pats. I watch Tom Brady's team. But the guy is intense. I love to watch him on the sidelines, right? Can you believe the look in that guy's eyes? It's crazy. This guy cares about what he does, okay? He is so, talk about having a calling. I always say that I have a calling, and it's to change the way people think about food. This guy has a calling and he knows it. And he is the most determined person. He wasn't always the best, right? But he worked to be the best. And that's what I love about the Tom Brady story. And, you know, we may not all be Tom Brady's, but we can be the best version of ourselves. And we can, you know, try and live longer so we can see our grandkids or our great grandkids or, you know, our children grow up or walk our daughters down the aisle or whatever it may be. Play with your granddaughter on the beach, whatever your goal is. Now, some of you can't do those things because you're either going to be dead because you're not taking good care of yourself, or you just can't bend down and do it, or you don't have the strength to lift your grandchild up or your four-year-old daughter or son. And that's not what I want for people. And those of you, you know, I know this is resonating with some people. So we were talking about the gut zoomer and talk about gut health and how important it is. And guys, just remember, the most expensive cost is when you actually get a disease and then you call, you know, and then you want to do the testing and then you're paying tons and tons of bills. Let's do preventive or proactive health care. We are in the 21st century. And we are actually able to determine exactly what foods, drinks, and supplements we should or should not be consuming. And here's the thing, a lot of sports people contact me too. And even though I'm not an expert in sports by any way of the imagination, no way whatsoever, but I do sports micronutrient testing, and these sports guys that do marathons and other things love to do it, and they love the results they get. So you guys, you're listening to the Harmony with Food show. My name is Meg Marie O'Rourke. I've been a registered dietitian for over 20 years, and I've been put on this earth. My assignment on earth is to change the way you think about food. We will be right back.
Call Syndication Networks toll-free or send back the agreement now to lock in your market. Harmony with Food, positive and compelling programming for your station. Syndication Network.